This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The killing last week of Ahmed Al-Jumaili, a Muslim man who just arrived from Iraq, has focused international attention on the Northeast Dallas neighborhood where he was staying. He was outside with his wife and brother, taking photos during the snowstorm when he was shot. No one's been arrested, and that's left his neighbors uneasy. Jose Martinez has worked in his family's tire shop near the corner of Walnut Street and Aldalia Road for the last 4 years. It's down the street from the apartment complex where Al-Jumaili was killed. Martinez says a lot of illicit activity takes place here, drug deals, prostitution, especially at night.
It's not something that we should be surprised about.
Martinez says his family has considered moving its business. The shop's been vandalized. Last year, a police officer was shot across the street. And a few days ago, a woman was shot in the leg in a nearby apartment complex.
The crime here has escalated like real bad in the past years. In the 4 or 5 years, I mean, it's been real bad. I mean, it seems that every day it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Though the national and international headlines have focused on potential racial angles to last week's shooting, police say they aren't sure if it's a hate crime. And they describe a scene that started out almost magical the night of March 4th.
Mr. Jumaili had never seen snow. Just like, all of us, a pretty snowfall brings the child out in us. And you can just imagine the excitement between his wife and his brother and himself as they were enjoying the snowfall.
That's Jeff Cotner with the Dallas Police Department speaking at a press conference. After shots were fired, Cotner says Al-Jumaili yelled out, "I'm hit." Then he ran to his apartment. He died shortly after midnight at Texas Health Presbyterian.
He had recently come to the Dallas area from Iraq, and he was certainly leaving a country where he didn't have any opportunity, and he was looking forward to the opportunities that our country provides.
Nora Rangel lives in the apartment across the hall from Al-Jumaili and his wife. The shots startled her daughter.
She stood up and shouted, "Mom, I hear gunshots." We didn't want to go outside, so we looked out the windows from the balcony. That's when I saw the man's wife running with two men.
Rangel and her husband weren't sure what had happened.
A few seconds passed and the woman began screaming, "Somebody help me."
They opened their apartment door and saw an injured Al-Jumaili bleeding near his door. Rangel's daughter and husband each called 911. The weather was deteriorating.
The snow was coming down hard and it was very windy. They moved his body inside the apartment.
Police say the shots came from a rifle, but they're trying to figure out if one or more guns were used. Four men were caught on surveillance video walking in the complex. Rewards totaling $12,000 are being offered. Alia Salem, executive director of the Local Council on American Islamic Relations, says she's still worried that it might have been a hate crime. Al-Jumaili was Muslim.
This is a tragedy that has brought extreme heartache upon the family and extreme heartache upon the community. There is no shortage of sadness for the loss of this beautiful young man who has only just come to this country 20 days ago.
For now, she's asking the public's help in identifying the suspects and raising money for the family. Stella Chavez, KERA News.